Hey, fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess, and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey, fashionpreneurs, welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. We are here at entry number 3 today in my amazing diary. So today we're going to be talking about manufacturing versus wholesale. I know for the past couple of entries, you guys have met my BFF, Brittany, aka Gina, as I like to call her. But today we're going to get more so into fashionpreneurship. We're going to start with one of the first questions I always receive, which is, what is the big difference between manufacturing and wholesale? So this episode, or entry rather, is really dedicated to my fashion business owners that are product based. We'll get into services very soon and other entries as well, but today is all about the product. So for today's lesson, we're going to get into the big differentiations between wholesaling product, what that looks like. I'm right here right now at my showroom in the Fashion District, and I was in the district a couple of days ago, just looking at some of our competitors, seeing what new products they have in the district for wholesale. And the vendors are shifting a lot. Some of them are sinking. They're being very honest about it. One of my clients just went to Magic Trade Show, and she was telling me that one of her vendors informed her, like, you know, they were going through a little bit of a rut in their business. They were used to making $700,000 a month and $800,000 a month in sales. And now they're making $400K and $500K. And that may not sound like, that might sound like champagne problems to a lot of you guys, but until you understand how much it operates to make $500,000 and $700,000, that could be something that's really deterring their sales growth. And because their business is making these dollars, believe me, that does not mean that they have this money in the bank. It costs. And that's what we're going to get into today, the big differences between wholesale versus manufacturing your own garments as a fashion designer or boutique owner. So for today, I want to start with fashion for success, which is some quick tips for my fashionpreneurs out there. So for this segment of the show, I just want to give you guys some good tips and best practices on how to position yourself for success in this industry that is so cutthroat, as we all know. All right. So my first tip to you guys, as it pertains to wholesale versus manufacturing, the district is shifting. The district is shifting. And what I mean by that is, we're here in the Fashion District. People literally come from all over the world to come to the LA Fashion District. It's one of the best. But there are so many other cities with districts, as well as trade shows such as Dallas. They have their mart where they do a lot of shows. And a lot of the vendors actually have showrooms down in Dallas. Atlanta has America's Mart. There's so many different cities that have different places where you could purchase wholesale. Miami has their own fashion district as well. So the district is not limited to Los Angeles when I say this. We all know New York is the hub of fashion as well, but LA has begun to really trot over New York in so many ways. And the LA Fashion District, it's filled with hundreds of vendors where you can buy product wholesale. That's women's wear, men's wear, footwear, accessories, kids wear, right? And with us having this accessibility, that means people come out to the districts to shop. People attend a lot of trade shows. And with the district being just within minutes of my showroom, at least, I get to go down there a lot, and I have that big advantage for my clients as well. But there's a few different things that are happening within the district. We were recently there purchasing fabric wholesale, not within the wholesale vendor portion of the district, but we were actually at the fabric and raw goods. And one of our suppliers told us, we're going to be closed in the next 5 years. And I just want you guys to know that. So we're like, wait, what do you mean you're going to be closed? So they were explaining they're moving online and they'll probably have same day shipping available. And it's like, wow, like our favorite companies and these companies that supply our companies are now reliant on technology. And it opens up the floor for my next tip for you guys, to be innovative in your business structure. So the district is shifting. A lot of vendors are closing. A lot of showrooms are now closed. They're reliant on online sales as well as technology to sell. They're selling directly through their own independent websites. A lot of these vendors aren't even using a lot of the platforms we're used to, such as fashiongo.net, which is a main hub for buying wholesale clothing, LA Showroom. These companies are pulling out of these major platforms and being reliant on themselves because of digital marketing and the way that we have the opportunity to meet and reach so many customers on our own now. It's completely shifted. So I want you guys to be innovative in your business structure as a fashionpreneur. So a lot of us always say we want to be boutique owners, we want to be designers, but we have to start thinking as a business owner. You are a business owner in the business of fashion. That's the industry that you're in. So you must be reliant on that information and understand that the world is shifting. If all these vendors are shifting online, that means that our accessibility may shift. It might be some delays in regards to when we actually receive our inventory. There are so many things that this could mean. Obviously, their goal is to make it easier without spending as much money to operate. That should be our mindset as well. How can I make something more simplistic or relief-based that is definitely going to still assist my consumer in the same way? So definitely be innovative, guys. Another tip I wanted to give you guys is trade shows are not going anywhere. Trade shows are still the way to go. So Magic Trade Show, Axis is another show that I absolutely love. Agenda Trade Show, they have a lot of menswear there. Courier, Fame, these are all shows that are fully open to the public. Just go to ubmfashion.com and you guys will be able to see when a lot of these shows are coming. But the shows are still most valuable for you guys when purchasing wholesale, or if you're looking to manufacture and you want to purchase textiles, you'll see a lot of shows there. Premier is another show that has great textiles. So check these shows out. These are major gems that I'm giving you guys right now. So check out these trade shows. Before we get into questions, I wanted to give one more tip for you guys, just a little bonus here. Understand that it's this concept that manufacturing costs so much more than it actually does. Do your research before you manufacture a product. Do not be too prone to develop a product without having the financial backing to market it. So for whatever you're putting out to manufacture the product, you need to match it with 30% to market that product. A lot of people are in a place where they're going into debt to create these amazing collections, but you have no way to even bring awareness to it because nobody's paying for marketing. So make sure that you're putting yourself in a place to actually pay for the marketing behind this amazing collection that you're creating, guys. All right, so let's get into questions. So we're going to answer some fashionpreneurship questions. Guys, remember, if you would like to submit any questions to be answered on the show, please email them to info@thefashionpreneuracademy.com. Put podcast in the subject line, podcast question rather, in the subject line, and then all of your submissions will be kept anonymous. So just remember to send over any questions you have. I am happy to answer them. This is your opportunity to take full advantage of this time. So definitely send over any questions you have to our email. All right, first question I receive: how much does it cost to manufacture? And the next question that I received: how do I stay competitive while everyone sells the exact same products? So first thing, how much does it cost to manufacture? Guys, this question is kind of hard to answer without knowing what you're developing. I'm a very analytical and precise person, so I want to understand what you're even designing before I answer this question, really. So it's a couple things to consider. Instead of asking how much does it cost, what is your budget? You do need to have a budget and you need to do your research. So first thing I encourage you to know is that it could cost you anywhere from a couple hundred dollars to thousands. I've spent thousands of dollars on manufacturing, but each cost is different. For me, I'm owned and operated, you know, fully 100% manufacturing our garments. We don't wholesale at all at my clothing company, Irregular Exposure. I have a wholesale store called Irregular Girl. We don't purchase wholesale at all. So for us, we're spending a lot more on manufacturing because all of our products are developed in-house. We're not going down to the district to purchase from vendors. That's a thing of the past for my business in particular. So for me, I'm spending a little more. Now, when I first started, I spent about $8,000 on my first collection. I had gotten 7 different styles produced, 50 units each of the 7 styles. So I got 50 units each So I got like 10 extra smalls, 10 smalls, medium, larges, extra larges, 10 of each. And when I got this product, I had no plan to market it. I was like 23 years old. I had this new credit card and I was going to run it up on my business. And that's exactly what I did. And I put nothing aside for marketing. I had no clue what I was doing. So what happened was I ended up sitting on this inventory for years until it finally sold and until I could afford to actually advertise it. I had to do a lot of local advertising, such as doing pop-up shops at salons, doing pop-up shops at different local businesses, like just all types of things to get the brand out there. So understand, guys, that it really varies based off what you're producing. For me, I spent $8,000. Usually when I manufacture, I spend, it depends. Overall total for the entire process, probably around $4,000 to $8,000 now. That's usually my budget for that process. I would say right now I've gotten my cost down so low, obviously, because I have ownership in the factory that we produce in, but that's not it either. My clients' products are getting made for the lowest cost possible right now. So I'm getting like 140 units for $1,700. I got 95 units the other day for like $1,500, and we got 140 units for $1,700. I've gotten 250 units for like $3,000. So I get very, very good pricing. And that's because a lot of our stuff, we've really mastered the process and we work with different partners to do each thing. So I'll explain that a little bit further as well. So when you're manufacturing, guys, couple things to consider. There's pros and cons to anything you do, right? So for wholesaling, the pros to wholesaling and purchasing wholesale is that you get your inventory immediately. You can open up a boutique today if you purchase wholesale. So wholesale is when you go and you buy product with the intent to resell, right? So that's the mission. So a lot of people come to the LA Fashion District and all those other districts and trade shows that I named earlier. And the intent is to purchase wholesale and put these products on your website and then sell them directly to your consumer. That's great. Wholesale products are affordable. It's a great way to get started. So you can buy products for $16, $18 a unit, and then put them on your website and you do your markups, price it properly. That's it, right? So that's a great pro. It's great because it's quick. It's easy. It's easy to get started. It's definitely something that's very friendly to a newcomer in the fashion industry. So it's an easy way to get your feet wet in the fashion industry as well. Now, the pros to manufacturing. Obviously, you're developing your own product. So the competition basically is very minimal. You're the only place we can get it. Of course, there's going to be other brands that are inspired by your products, but you're the only place I can get this exact product. Also, with manufacturing, another pro to that is the marketing. All of your marketing is so exclusive that you have the right to price for a little bit higher than average. So you're not ripping your clientele off. That's not what I'm saying. But you have a markup based off the exclusivity of being a brand. Wholesalers are also brands. That's not to take away from that. But you are a brand within yourself because everything's developed here. This is the only place you can get it. All right. So another great pro to manufacturing is because you develop your own product, you have the opportunity to sell on so many different platforms that wholesalers cannot. So with you developing your own product, you can be pushed for retail. You can sell your own product wholesale. So you can basically be a supplier. You can be a vendor. You can basically be a store where these wholesale companies purchase from. That's amazing. So you have a lot of streams of revenue within that are very good for opportunity. Now, the cons. Wholesale, obviously a con to purchasing from vendors is that you are reliant on other businesses to operate yours. So you're like a third party involved, right? And anything with a third party involved it can be a challenge, especially with the direction that wholesale is going into. Like I said, showrooms are closing. There's a street down here that is completely a ghost town that used to be full of showrooms. A lot of the district is shifting. A lot of these places are literally non-existent anymore. And it's going to affect your business and how you operate eventually. So understand that the district closing, that's the devalue right there. Certain vendors shifting, that's the devalue right there. So you're selling when everybody else sells, honestly. You are selling the same product. You have so much competition, and it makes it hard for you to operate and be seen, be visible in this market. So it's super imperative that you have the marketing dollars behind you, such as these huge companies like Fashion Nova, Pretty Little Things, Misguided. These brands have so much marketing dollars, so many marketing dollars to play with. So they're able to be seen selling the exact same product that you're probably selling, but they have the marketing behind it. They have the celebrity behind it that we might not be in a place to afford yet. So that's a downfall there, right? So competition is endless. Now with manufacturing, again, you're developing your own product, right? And you have the opportunity to sell wholesale. You have a better profit margin as well. So to me personally, if I had to choose, I'm always going to vote for manufacturing. I'm a designer. I have purchased wholesale. And sometimes as well, you might just not be great at purchasing wholesale. I sucked at purchasing wholesale because I was such a designer. So I noticed that a lot of the pieces that I was purchasing, they weren't the best fit for my store. And I was limiting my creativity because I did not want to settle for this stuff. I was looking at these products like, who created this stuff? Where did this come from? I don't like it, but I'm forced to settle and purchase it because it's what's available. So I have to pick from what's available instead of being the full creative. And I limited my store's growth for like 1 year when I purchased wholesale. But when I made that decision to stop, we stopped. And things grew tremendously through manufacturing. Now, I know a lot of brands that do very well from wholesaling, and I know a lot of brands that do very well through manufacturing. If you have the marketing backing, you will be phenomenal at either, okay? I'm not telling you that if you design your own products, you're going to be an overnight sensation either. That's not the case. Everything takes marketing. But me personally, I prefer to market an item that is only available here versus marketing something that all these other huge corporations are marketing at the same time. That's not what I want to do. So overall, how much does it cost to manufacture? It depends on your budget. Within my factory at the Fashionpreneur Academy, I always tell people that we require you to have a 5K minimum budget. And that's really going to cover your manufacturing plus a lot of your material. It's going to cover any revisions to your designs. It covers the overall process average. So that's my goal for all of my clientele. And we prefer to work with clients that have already produced sales over the past 12 months. They're not really new to that process because you could get challenged by it if you don't understand your marketing, if you don't understand your daily support and daily operations. So we want to make sure you're in a place to even make the money you want to make. A lot of times we have these goals of, okay, I want to make six figures this year. I want to do this. It costs to make that six figures. Are you ready to put up that 30% to make the six figures? Are you ready to hire the necessary team members to produce the six figures? It's so many things that go into this process. So make sure you're in a place to do that. All right. Now, the next question that I got was, how do I stay competitive while everyone sells the same thing? You answered your own question here a little bit, because the way to stay competitive, number one, you have to be amazing at marketing, but create your own product. This is why I vote manufacturing. The way to stay competitive is to be the only place you can get it. Guys, write this down. If you don't remember anything I say today, the most imperative part of being successful to me personally, to my success, my story has always been being the only place that offers it. You have to be able to say, this is the only place we can get it. This is the only place we can get it. And when that is the, you know, motive behind your brand, you create an exclusive brand that is available to the masses. And this is the only place I can purchase it. Me having my brand of regular exposure, you know, guys, like I said, I had wholesale when I opened my store. First, I manufactured everything in the store. Then we started to grow so quickly and everything started selling out quickly. So what we did after that is we started to purchase wholesale. I began coming to LA, getting stuff here and there in the district to put on my website. We were taking pictures in it. They were selling here and there, but we were getting sales at like $68 average, $70, $40. these are great sales, but now that we manufacture everything, the price point is higher. Our markup is higher. So the average garment in my showroom right now is $129. The average sell, that's basically how much average that each consumer sells on purchases on our website or spends rather, is around $170. That's amazing. So do you want your phone to ding off telling you that you got a $29.99 sale, or do you want it to ding off saying you got $179 in sales from one consumer, one purchase? So we've mastered that. And our products are very high quality. The fabric is very high quality. So this is the only place you can get it. You can't go down the district and find a lot of these materials available for yourself. So I think that creating your own product creates opportunity as well. We talked about this in entry one, vertical integration, and how if you own every step of your business, you've basically created multiple businesses. So with us having access to the fabric directly and us having ownership within our factory, we don't have to pay as much for our products to be produced. Also, because we have opened up the factory to the public, that's a revenue stream. It's not a huge revenue stream, but it's a great revenue stream for the consumer that's prepared to spend it. So I think that you have to understand, to stay competitive, you have to stay amazing at marketing. I want you guys to make sure you're staying amazing at marketing. There's one book that I always talk about. Nipsey Hussle has talked about this book a million and one times. I read this book when I was like in college. I read it again and again and again. But it's a book called Contagious. And it's by Jonah Berger. And this book talks about why things catch on. And it talks about this concept of the $100 cheesesteak. And Nipsey used this concept to advertise and sell his mixtape, Crenshaw. And he sold the mixtape at $100. It was this restaurant in Philly. And they basically created a cheesesteak and sold it for $100. And it couldn't stay in stock. Like literally they were out of steak because people wanted to understand, why was this a $100 cheesesteak? People have $100. Like, you have $100. So you're going to inquire because you have that. So I know Nipsey, I think like Jay-Z bought like 10 copies of the mixtape or something crazy. Like, we want to know why this caught on. We want to know, why is this worth $100? What makes you think you are so great to charge $100 for something that usually sells at maybe $19.99, $12.99? So it's all about staying top of mind as far as marketing. So we do a lot of marketing campaigns with my clothing lines. And what we do a lot of is we advertise influence. And we make our customers the influence. So I think right now we're in this digital era where everything is on social media. Everything's publicized. Whatever you see is what you want. Like, we are a people that literally catch on to things. And that's just who we are. That's how we're programmed, unfortunately. And I noticed that a lot of our consumers, they want to purchase what they see. So a lot of our customers, we show them how to be an irregular girl, as we call it, which is our hashtag on social media, hashtag irregular girl. So when you purchase a product from irregularexposure.com, you get a thank you card that says how to be an irregular girl. On the front of that thank you card is a bag of chips, right? And it's a blank line. And basically, we put in our customer's name. So it says Irregular Girl Snacks. It's a snack. And it says, because Jane, basically, we'll just put in your name, because Jane is all that in a bag of chips. And it says DMS pictures in your outfits. And it gives you directions and ingredients to be an irregular girl. So it gives you nutritional facts. And it tells you, have God first. It tells you, focus on self. It tells you, upload these images to us. Have a clear background. So it tells you how to be an irregular girl. And what that does is open up the opportunity to have like this cult following and brand, basically, because girls DM us every day. Like, are you going to post us? Can we get a post? Can I get a post? Can I get a shout out? They want to be a part of that community of women that are irregular girls. So that is branding. Create a following based off of your advertising. And you have so many opportunities to advertise through thank you cards, through what we're doing right now, podcasts, marketing. Like, there's so many ways for you to market beyond just the regular promo videos and pictures, you know? So be creative and include your customers in the process, and you'll see a lot of a lot of opportunity within that. So wholesale versus manufacturing, I'm always going to vote manufacturing. I'm always going to vote developing your own product. I'm always going to be pro creativity. I'm always going to be that. And a lot of people always say, well, what if I can't sketch? What if I can't do this and that? There are so many opportunities for you to learn these skills. And a lot of the times you don't even need these skill sets that you think you need, that you've put into your mind, because you're not responsible for it. You're not responsible to be the sketcher. You know, it's great if you do know how to do it, but if you don't, that's okay too. I didn't know how to sketch when I first went into manufacturing. I was literally making stick figures, right? So a lot of these things that you think are part of the process is actually are not a big requirement on you. It might be your manufacturing company's responsibility. You know, so don't overthink it. Also, a lot of times when we manufacture, it could be as simple as you buying from vendors, but you might need different sizing, right? So your vendor might only sell your products in a small, medium, and large, and you would prefer to get it made in a plus size. So that is manufacturing still. You developing a product in a special color, quality, and fit. There are so many people that come to us with products from vendors and say, hey, I wish this was made in this material, or I wish it was this length. That's something that's able to be done in manufacturing. Your dreams are able to come true without having to settle for product that you're not happy with. And your price point immediately goes up because you've developed the product here and this is the only place we can get it. So I do challenge you guys to be creatives in this season. Don't get too caught up in the I can't sketch. Make a vision board with inspiration and explain what you would want different in your product versus the image that we're looking at on the computer. That's simple. Don't overthink these processes. And a lot of manufacturers, not all of them, but a lot of them do offer payment plans to make it more affordable. You can also go through the sequence and do everything step by step with different factories instead of working with one factory. So what I mean by that is the process to manufacturing starts with sourcing, really concept, which is like the sketching and designs. Once you finalize that, we go into sourcing, sample making. We go into production. There's so many different phases to it. So understand that you can go through each step, step by step by step, and pick up at the next step when you're able to. So there's a lot of different ways to make that happen. So that's pretty much all our questions today. Now, the secret, I want to get into a little bit more of what God has been doing on this grind of mine. So I know I'm on my grind, making my dreams come true, but I would not be here without God's grace, and it's imperative you guys understand that. So right now, my business is in quite a season of expansion. We're in a season of growth. We're in a great place. Things are growing, but we are looking again for new influence. So we've been reaching out to a lot of celebrities and influencers, and one influencer in particular, their prices were not cheap at all. So we were like, okay, we can't do this. Then another influencer wrote us back immediately and were willing to work with us a little bit more. So I'm in a season of fasting to get confirmation on who is the right fit for this Irregular Exposure collaboration that's coming up. And I'm praying over that. And I think it's going to be somebody completely different to who I'm even reaching out to. But one thing that I've noticed a lot of success in has always been influence and collaborations for our brand. So I'm in a season of wanting to create more collaboration, but I want to make sure it's somebody that is Christ-like and in the same place, and they're willing to go hard to see this be successful. And basically collaborations, guys, is a great way to market. So I connect with other influencers and allow them to be the face of the brand for a quarter, basically. That's really what it is. And I am in the process of creating a great collaboration. So I'm just in a season of fasting for that, and God is always delivering. So I know that the right person will be confirmed, but I am fasting. So right now, God is always working. It's nonstop, but I'm fasting for that clarity and insight, and I know it will happen on His time. So even if we don't get that aha person that we're reaching out to right now, this month, I know that we'll get them at the right time. It's always His timing is always better. So I'm really excited to see what that looks like overall. But that was pretty much everything right now. So I am super excited to get into the next entry. I know we're going to be getting into some accounting, but I hope today's entry really helped you guys with what wholesale looks like versus manufacturing. Makes you guys understand how accessible you are to it. And I hope that if you guys have any questions, don't forget to email them info@thefashionpreneuracademy.com. Feel free to just send those over. I'm excited to answer any podcast questions that you guys have, and I will definitely be talking to you guys shortly. I will talk to you soon.